This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I want to read to you a captivating text exchange I had with somebody over the break. And the 817, Kevin, you already have already talked about the time you used gaslighting in a situation. It was on the radio. I remember it clearly. My response, oh, dip, does that mean I was gaslighting the audience about my desire to use gaslighting? Their response, no, I was gaslighting you by saying that. So that was an Uno reverse on you.
Oh, woo! I love the Uno reverse. I love that as an option.
You got got.
I did get got. All right. Do you want to start with...
You've been jammed.
You just got Jimmy jammed. You want to start with Rangers or Four Nations?
Let's start with Four Nations.
All right. Give me cut number 6, and let's talk about the Four Nations face-off.
Skates onto it in the corner. Centering pass. Kachuk. Check from behind. Tries a bank shot. Score! Second effort from Kachuk ties the game at one.
If you like the Kachuk brothers, jeez, Brady, man, and Matthew were getting work done yesterday. I know we talked about the Four Nations faceoff yesterday, and we had the conversation about, like, are people excited about it? Are they going to be fired up? So I started watching it, and it took 1 minute. I have to admit, I wasn't really locked in on Canada-Sweden the night before. It took 1 minute for me to be in this game when a fight broke out in front of the goal. And I was like, okay, So this isn't some BS exhibition, all-star nonsense. We're about that.
There was a big hit on the boards next to the bench.
And they couldn't get the people off the ice.
That was awesome.
And like, then did you see one of the players? It was one of the United States players. Sorry, I don't remember who it was. Essentially, it was like covering their face because people were falling and skates were flying. And I was like, that's smart. That is very smart.
And the Kachuk brothers are 2 years apart. Like, this is a really, for them specifically, being just 2 years apart, being that close, not playing on the same NHL team, but getting a chance to play on a team like this, that's got to be the most fun. To be, you know, like, they love the sport this much, and they're out there together getting a win and getting to go at it.
So the United States beat Finland 6-1. The United States,
which is not an expected score,
and
I don't think,
and not really indicative of how most of the game went. So, like, it felt early in the first period that the United States was in control, but then Hellebuck's supposed to be the best goalie on the face of planet Earth, and Finland scores kind of a soft goal on him, so you're losing. Obviously, the United States ties it up, and then they take the lead in the second period, but it is still just 2-1, and Finland is showing more life than at least I thought they did for a big chunk of the first period. And then, if you like goals, boy, the third period was for you. But if you missed the beginning of the third period, the United States scored twice in 30 seconds, and then they scored their third goal 3 minutes in. And so let's take you to the last goal. This is Kachuk, the other Kachuk, with the last goal of the game.
Gets a return. Orensky shoots. Score on the rebound, the second on the power play from Matthew Tkachuk.
So the United States wins 6-1. And I know obviously you were given breakdown of the game, Corey. But were you in on it? Like, were you excited to watch this game?
Yeah, no, and because I had gotten lucky to catch the Canada and Sweden game the night before, so seeing the intensity that they popped into there with, I was like, all right, that's feels like it's going to be brought the same way in this whole series. I was expecting that it's going to be like that, and now I'm getting more excited about the potential between Canada and the U.S. and the styles of hockey they play. And what's really interesting, Kevin, last night, and the night before, is watching the different styles of these four nations and the way that they approach it. The U.S. is like shock and awe. We're just going to overwhelm you with everything we have, and we're really good defensively too. And Finland was like, well, we're stacking everything at the blue line. Good luck getting past us. Well, they were figured it out.
Yes.
And Finland is very like, we're going to be here, and we're going to send one, and we're going to get through, and we might have a breakaway. And so, like, watching the styles of hockey is a lot of fun, too. I'm in for the rest of this tournament, and I was just reading this story. Now, there's a story online about the Tkachuk brothers and Keith, their father.
Yep. Also an NHL player.
Talking about his 1996 World Cup, which was in Montreal, which is where Brady and Matthew will play their first games of the Four Nations. In Keith's time, it was the U.S. and Canada, the heated series. He said, really, nobody gave us a chance to win. It was probably the biggest thrill of my life in hockey terms. We all bonded. It was incredible to be able to play with those guys. Everything's measured against Canada. They're the best. They deserve the best. So to go out and beat them when they have guys like Gretzky, Messier, Yzerman, Sakic, that was the best experience of my life for sure. And that's what these guys are going through right now. They're not playing against low-end dudes that are on a bench for somebody. No. These are all the stars. My son Carter last night came in, sat down, and he was like, can you explain this to me? And I explained it, and he looked at me and he goes, so I'm watching the best right now. And I said, absolutely. And so he was hooked once he knew that.
And so look, McKinnon, McDavid, Crosby, you have a stacked roster. I probably shouldn't leave out McCarr. You have a stacked roster for Canada. And just think about this. If you missed the first two games, you want to jump in. Doubleheader tomorrow. Finland, Sweden at noon, but United States and Canada at 7 p.m. tomorrow. I know a lot of people are going to be going out and everything like that. It's going to be on ABC. It's on ESPN Plus, and it's at the Bell Center in Montreal. So if you want to hear a hostile crowd towards the United States and an uber pro-Canadian crowd, this is going to be this. I mean, these are the best two teams, theoretically, in the tournament, and it's going to be a pro-Canadian crowd. I think that game is going to be so freaking intense.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Again, the perfect time. When basketball is, you know, shutting off.
They're on their all-star break.
Everything else is gone, and you're highlighting the best of your best right there in front of everybody. And I did see it would be six nations if Russia wasn't in the war in Belarus.
Yeah.
So they took them out.
Russia's squad would be freaking stacked as well.
Yeah.
By the way, another star that's about to get in the mix here. Thomas Harley has been called up as a standby defenseman for Canada. So you remember how we talked about how
the emergency goalie?
Well, that too, but like the Stars have their head coach, their GM, another assistant as all part of the Canadian staff. My son Brandon was like, why? And I go, well, I guess for this reason, talent acquisition. And they were like, hey, we got this dude on our team.
Yeah.
Thomas Harley would really help you out. So just keep an eye out on that. And then I was really glad to see that the opening night of the Four Nations scored a big rating. So again, it was Canada against Sweden. You brought it up. It was on TNT, True, all of the
TBS.
Exactly, sports platforms.
Jackie Redmond was right there in your face.
It had more than 1 million people watched it to average.
Whoa.
That was the highest rating of a game on TNT this year and their highest rated non-playoff hockey game ever.
That's impressive.
And that was for Canada, Sweden. I would imagine, since like obviously these are North American ratings, that the ratings would be high for last night. And then I would imagine, especially with the shift on ABC as well, that you should be able to get a pretty darn good hockey audience going tomorrow night for US and Canada.
Here's what I would suggest. Go ahead and if you've never really paid attention to hockey and you're like, I'm excited, you guys have got me excited, I'd like to check it out.
It's a blast.
Then do this. Go find whatever website it is that has the list of the players and what teams they play for in the NHL. Because I think what's going to happen, Kevin, is as you're watching some of these players, you're going to get hooked on, I like that player. Or, man, he made an amazing play. Who is that? Because you don't know hockey. A lot of us are still trying to figure it out. And what that will do is then you're like, I'm going to go follow that team. I think this is going to expose a lot more people to the NHL.
And no, I do not know if there's any truth to the rumor that we're playing tomorrow for the rights to Canada. I do not believe that is factually accurate, but then I feel like even more pressure would go on there. All right, let me throw this out there real quick. Give me cut number three, if you will. Will this fine gentleman make the MLB All-Star team this year?
Wu to Langford, and there's a drive into deep left field. A Rosarena back on this. Nothing he can do. It's over the wall. A three-run blast for Wyatt Langford. He brings the Rangers back to within a run at 5-4.
So ESPN has their way too early 2025, all kinds of predictions, but I wanted to focus in specifically on the American League All-Stars.
Okay.
And so you go down the list, and the Rangers have two. One of them is Wyatt Langford as a backup outfielder. So I want to start with that. Do you think Wyatt Langford reasonably has this season All-Star team potential?
Yes.
I think I do, too.
Yeah, I mean, I know last year we were very hyped, and we were looking at the highest end of Wyatt Langford to start and rip through the season that way, and it didn't quite happen. But we saw a very good version of him. And if that's the version we're going to get, I mean, just listening to Jared talk about him this morning, even as he was going through his rough patch last year, other people around the league were saying, no, you can tell.
Just wait. Yeah.
You can tell. Just looking at the player, seeing what his body of work is, knowing who he is, he's going to continue to be a star. So, yes, I think he has the potential to do that.
Now, if you gentlemen only got to pick one more All-Star for the Texas Rangers this season, who would you pick?
Oh.
So it's Wyatt Langford and who? And this is not my list. This is what ESPN is calling.
I'd lean Jacob deGrom.
That's good. Ooh. That's a good selection right there. Okay. That's a very good selection.
Does that mean you're going to agree
with this selection? I want to, but I'm going to go with Corey Seager.
Oh. Corey Seager is the answer, and you could tell by that reaction from Alec. He feels kind of stupid for not saying that.
Yeah.
By the way, ESPN even goes out of their way to say one of their key omissions at pitcher is Jacob deGrom. So they acknowledged what you said, Alec.
So they acknowledged that they're stupid. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, kind of by saying key omission. But the other one listed is Corey Seager. And as we've talked about, shortstop is loaded in the American League because their starting shortstop would be Bobby Witt. And then the backup would be Gunnar Henderson and Corey Seager. I mean, you're talking about, what, three of potentially the top 10 players in the league?
Yeah.
All at one position, all in one league?
Yeah, and I mean, as Corey Seager, when it comes to hitting the baseball, like that's what separates him because of the power he hits with.
Right.
And that was something, I believe it was Dave Raymond was on with G-Bag yesterday, and he was talking about Jake Berger. I mean, I know we're talking All-Star here, but he was talking about Jake Berger and how much that should help Corey Seager.
Yeah.
He was like, because as many, I think he said Corey Seager had like 15 hits over 110 miles an hour, which means you really squared up the ball. Berger had 31.
Wow.
And so like you have somebody with power. We didn't really, you had Josh Smith last year, but it wasn't like I'm terrified of whoever's following Corey Seager right now. This lineup looks like it's going to be that way this year, and that's positive for sure.
Yeah, so wanted to throw that out there. Hopefully it'll be more than that, but just wanted to give you an early preview as we are just about a week and a half away from being out in Surprise for our spring training coverage. Remember, the rest of the Rangers roster will report on Monday. Pitchers and catchers reported on Wednesday. So we're getting closer and closer to baseball right here on your home of the Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.